Independent U.S. Senator Angus King says the anticipated end to the longest shutdown of the federal government in U.S. history could pave the way for a bipartisan deal on border security. Reacting to President Trump's announcement that he and congressional leaders had reached a deal to temporarily reopen the government, King says the president made a grave mistake using the shutdown as leverage to get his wall along the southern border. And King says he hopes the president won't try it again if negotiations don't go his way over the next 3 weeks.
I hope that he's noticed what happened during this period, that a lot of people were hurt, a lot of damage has been done to the economy, and he hasn't gained much ground politically.
King also hopes the president doesn't attempt to achieve comprehensive immigration reform in the short period he and Congress have to negotiate on border security. Republican Senator Susan Collins says the deal should prod congressional leaders and President Trump to negotiate in good faith over border security.
That we will work to hammer out a compromise on border security so that we are not facing the same situation again on February 15th.
Collins' remarks from the Senate floor came shortly after the government funding deal was announced. She was one of six Republicans who voted with Democrats yesterday to approve bills to temporarily reopen the government without the president's border wall. She also supported a Republican bill that would have provided some funding for the border wall. Democrats argued that bill would reward Trump for using the government as leverage for a campaign promise he can't fulfill. Maine Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree's also welcoming the deal, but she also says the shutdown came at a heavy cost to federal workers, some of whom were forced to work without pay or take out loans to pay their bills. Pingree also says she hopes the funding compromise, which is essentially the same proposal that failed to win approval in the Senate on Thursday, will allow congressional leaders and the president to focus on border security.
Hopefully get the president off of all this mean-spirited talk about, you know, about who's on the other side of that border and just the sort of garbage that comes out of his mouth sometimes that isn't appropriate to this negotiation.
Pingree says Trump's shutdown tactic was unnecessary. And finally, Maine Democratic Congressman Jared Golden says he's glad President Trump and congressional leaders have reached a deal, but he's also frustrated that it took 35 days and caused financial hardship for 80,000 federal workers. Golden says the deal is essentially bringing the president and congressional leaders to the same place they were before the shutdown began.
Government needs to work better than this. We can't be having 30-day shutdowns on a rolling basis here.
Golden says there is bipartisan agreement on many border security issues, and the shutdown was unnecessary and costly to thousands of federal workers.